You're listening to Agent Driven Development, real experiences from operators building with AI. Everything here is free. Use it. Share it. Just attribute it back.
Daniel called on a Thursday afternoon. That's not his real name, and I'm intentionally blurring the identifying details because the pattern matters more than the person. He had the tone, the one I hear from leaders who are genuinely trying and genuinely stuck, somewhere between frustrated and exhausted. He runs engineering at a company doing solid revenue with a couple hundred engineers. He was brought in 18 months ago to modernize the org, push AI adoption, get teams shipping faster. The board wanted transformation. Daniel wanted to deliver it. Daniel, he cares about his people. He's not posturing. He's not checking a box for the CEO. He actually wants this to work. That's why this conversation was hard. First 10 minutes were fine. Daniel walked me through what he had tried, tooling rollouts, co-pilot licenses, a couple of internal hackathons, a Slack channel for AI tips, an LLM evaluation committee, a training budget, standard playbook. I've heard it 100 times. Then he said the thing that stopped me. Teams only really have about 30 minutes a week they can dedicate to learning this stuff. Maybe an hour if we block a Friday afternoon. But realistically, 30 minutes. I asked why. Why? Sprint commitments, velocity targets. We're already stretched. I can't just pull people off delivery to go experiment. I didn't say anything for a second, not because I was surprised, because I was trying to figure out the kindest way to say what I needed to say. You are asking your engineers to learn the most significant shift in how software gets built since the internet in 30 minutes a week, between sprint commitments and velocity targets that were set before any of this existed. POSI 1.0s. That is not an adoption strategy. That is a signal to your team that you do not actually prioritize this. I know that's not your intent. I know you care. I know you have budget pressure and delivery targets and a board that wants results by Q3. I know you're trying to balance a dozen things at once, and 30 minutes felt like the space you could carve out without blowing up something else. But here's what your engineers hear when you give them 30 minutes. This is not important enough to change anything for. And they're rational people. They respond to that signal exactly the way you would. They nod. They attend the optional training. They don't change how they work. And then you wonder why adoption isn't sticking. You built that outcome, not because you're careless, because the system you're running was never designed to absorb this kind of change on the margins. I asked Daniel if he could show me his value streamus chart. Not his team topology, not his Jira board structure, his value streamus, the actual flow of work from idea to production, where it moves, where it waits, where it gets handed off, where it gets blocked, and how long each phase takes. He paused. We haven't really mapped that out formally. Constantly. Leaders running hundreds of engineers across dozens of teams, spending millions on tooling and headcount, and they can't draw the path a unit of work takes from request to delivery. It's not complicated. A whiteboard, a Tuesday afternoon, and the people who do the work. It's just revealing. If you don't know your value streams, you don't know where your time goes. And if you don't know where your time goes, you can't tell me where AI should be applied. You're guessing. You're buying tools and hoping they land somewhere useful. Value stream mapping is not a nice to have. It is not a process improvement exercise you get to when things calm down. It is the diagnostic that tells you where your organization actually spends its time. Total time to ship a feature, maybe 45 days. Actual work, maybe 8 days. Waiting, handoffs, approvals, queue time. The resaint, you optimize the 8 days. You gave your engineers 30 minutes a week to optimize the 8 days. Meanwhile, 37 days of waste sit there untouched because nobody mapped it. That is not an AI problem. That is a leadership problem. POSI 1.0s. Then Daniel brought up testing. We still need our manual QA process. Our product is complex. Automated testing doesn't catch everything. We've tried. I asked him what the ROI looked like on the current manual QA setup. Silence. Not because there was no ROI, because nobody had measured it. The team had always had manual QA. It was load-bearing. It was how things worked. Questioning it felt like questioning whether the building needed walls. Here's the thing. I'm not telling you automated testing catches everything. I'm not telling you to fire your QA team tomorrow. I'm telling you that if you're defending a process you cannot measure in an era where AI can generate, execute, and maintain test suites at a scale your manual team will never match, you are not making a technical argument. You're making an emotional one. And that's fine. Change is hard. Letting go of something that kept you safe for years is genuinely difficult. I respect that. But you called me because adoption isn't working. And when I look at your organization, engineers with 30 minutes to learn, value streams nobody has mapped, a manual QA process defended on instinct instead of data, I can see exactly why it's not working. Anyone looking at this from the outside can see it. And I suspect the honest people inside your organization see it too. They're just not sure it's safe to say it. Then Daniel mentioned that his teams were running a hybrid, agile Kanban approach and that they were still tuning it. I want to be careful here because I know how much energy organizations have poured into process frameworks. I know teams that spend years getting good at Scrum. I know managers whose entire identity is wrapped up in being excellent agile coaches. I know organizations that restructured reporting lines around SAFE. That investment was real. The effort was real. The people who led it were not wrong at the time. But the conversation about whether agile or Kanban or some hybrid is the right framework, that conversation ended 2 years ago. Not because the frameworks were bad, because the constraint they were designed to manage changed. Agile was a response to uncertainty in a world where building was slow and expensive. You couldn't predict what to build, so you iterated in short cycles. Kanban was a response to flow problems. Visualize work, limit work in progress, optimize throughput. Both frameworks optimized around a world where human engineering capacity was the bottleneck. That bottleneck moved. When an engineer with an AI agent can produce in a day what used to take a sprint, the question is no longer, how do we organize our sprints? The question is, what do we build and how fast can we validate it? That's a fundamentally different question, and Agile and Kanban were not designed to answer it. If you're still tuning your hybrid framework, you're polishing a system that was built for a constraint that no longer binds. That is not transformation. That is comfort. Daniel, I want to be direct with you because I think you can hear it. Adoption problem. This is not a tooling problem. This is not an engineer motivation problem. This is a leadership problem, and you own it. You own the sprint structure that leaves 30 minutes for learning. You own the missing value stream maps. You own the unmeasured QA process. You own the process framework that nobody has questioned in 2 years. You own the incentive structure that rewards delivery velocity over capability growth. Your engineers are doing exactly what you asked them to do. They're shipping against sprint commitments, maintaining velocity targets, and following the process. They're rational actors in the system you built. If that system doesn't produce AI adoption, the system is the problem, not the people inside it. Pause one by nose. So here's what I told Daniel to do. Map your value streamists, all of them, not the idealized version, the real one. Where does work actually flow? Where does it actually wait? Put numbers on it. Total lead time, active work time, wait time, handoff count, approval gates, manual steps that could be automated. Do this for your three most critical delivery paths. It will take 2 weeks with a small team. It will be the most important 2 weeks you spend this quarter. Know your productivity metrics, not story points, not velocity. The real ones, cycle time, deployment frequency, change failure rate, time to restore, customer-facing lead time. If you can't produce these numbers by team within an hour of being asked, you're flying blind. You can't improve what you haven't measured, and you can't adopt AI strategically if you don't know where the leverage is. Give your engineers real time, not 30-minute scrape from the margins, dedicated time, structured time, time where the expectation is not also keep shipping, but learn how your job is changing. 2 hours a week minimum, four is better. Yes, velocity will dip for a quarter. That's the investment. If you can't make that trade, you're telling me the transformation is not actually a priority, and your engineers already know it. Right assigned processes you can't measure. If your manual QA process is essential, prove it. Measure defect escape rate. Measure the cost per bug found manually versus what an AI-generated test suite catches. If the numbers support manual QA, keep it. If they don't, and I suspect they don't, have the courage to change. Change. Stop tuning the process framework. Your teams don't need a better hybrid agile Kanban configuration. They need clarity on what to build, time to learn new tools, and a delivery path with 37 fewer days of waste in it. That is a value stream problem, not a ceremony problem. I want to say something that might be harder to hear than everything else. Describe the value stream mapping, the metrics, the dedicated learning time, the QA measurement, that is the minimum. That is the floor. And honestly, Daniel, I'm not sure the floor is enough for where you are. Because here's what I see when I look at the whole picture. You're treating AI like an oil gun. You're walking around your organization squirting lubricant on the gears of your current machine. A little co-pilot here, a hackathon there, 30 minutes of learning greased into the sprint schedule. And when the machine still runs slow, you try a different oil, a different vendor, a different training format. Daniel, the machine, is a steam engine, and it's 2026, pause 1.5s. You're not in a world where better lubrication fixes the problem. You're in a world where the mode of transportation changed. You wouldn't stand next to a coal-fired car in 2026 and say, we just need to optimize our fuel intake process. You look at it and ask why you're still burning coal. Coal. That's the question I need you to ask about your engineering organization, not how do we adopt AI into our current system, but why does our current system still look like this? Now I'm going to stop talking to Daniel and start talking to whoever is above Daniel. If your engineering leader has had 18 months, and in AI time, 18 months is a decade, and the organization still can't tell you its value stream, still defends unmeasured processes on instinct, still gives engineers 30 minutes a week to learn, and still debates which flavor of Agile to run, then this is not a problem you solve by tuning harder. This is a problem you solve by going back to first principles. What would this organization look like if you built it today, not inherited it? Built it from scratch. With everything you now know about what AI agents can do, about what a small team with the right tools can ship, about how fast the market is moving. You would not build what you have. Nobody would. You would build something leaner, something where engineers spend most of their time building, not waiting, something where customer signal reaches the team in hours, not quarters, something where testing is continuous and automated, not manual and ceremonial, something where the question, what framework are we running, doesn't even make sense because the cadence is dictated by what customers need, not by what a process consultant recommended 4 years ago. That is the organization you need, and you don't get there by greasing the steam engine, you get there by building the new thing alongside it. Stand up a parallel team, small. 5 to 10 people, give them real autonomy, real tools, real time, and a real customer problem. No legacy process, no inherited sprint structure, no Jira board configured by someone who left 2 years ago. First principles, let them build the way building works now. Measure what they produce, compare it honestly to what the rest of the organization produces. That comparison will tell you everything you need to know. I say this with genuine care for Daniel and for leaders like him. But if your engineering leader has had 18 months and couldn't create the conditions for transformation, couldn't clear the calendar, couldn't map the value streams, couldn't question the sacred processes, then the CEO and the board need to ask an honest question. Is this a resources problem or a leadership problem? Maybe Daniel needs more air cover. Maybe he needs the CEO to publicly reprioritize and take the heat for a velocity dip. Maybe he needs a board that understands the investment required and gives him room to make it. If that's the case, then the failure is upstream and the CEO owns it. Or maybe the role needs someone who won't ask permission to do what's obviously necessary. Someone who walks in on day one, maps the value streams by day 15, stands up the parallel team by day 30, and has data by day 60 that makes the case for everything else. Either way, the current trajectory doesn't work. It's early 2026. By 2028, the gap between organizations that figured this out and organizations that are still greasing the steam engine will not be a competitive disadvantage. It will be an existential one. 5 kids from Stanford with AI agents and a clear customer problem will be shipping faster than your 200 engineers. Not because they're smarter, because they're not dragging 45-day cycle times, manual QA ceremonies, process framework debates, and 30-minute learning blocks behind them. They start with a blank page. You're still annotating a page someone wrote in 2019. That's the gap. And it's widening every month you spend optimizing what you have instead of building what you need. Told Daniel all of this, every word, and I meant it with genuine respect. He's not failing because he's incompetent. He's not failing because he doesn't care. He's failing because he's trying to pour a new future into an old container and wondering why it won't fit. Most leaders I talk to are in Daniel's position. Good people, smart people, people who genuinely lose sleep over their teams and their organizations. They're stuck not because they lack intent, but because nobody has told them clearly enough you cannot incrementally improve your way to a fundamentally different operating model. At some point, you have to stop lubricating the steam engine and build the new thing. That point was 18 months ago, but today is the second best time. Map the value stream is measure what matters. Stand up the parallel team, give your people real time to learn, and if the organizational structure won't let you do those things, if the sprint commitments and the velocity targets and the process ceremonies are more powerful than the transformation mandate, then escalate. Go to the CEO, go to the board, tell them what you told me, tell them the truth. Because the market is not waiting for you to finish tuning your hybrid agile Kanban configuration. The market is not waiting at all. This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.
That's it for this one. More at agentdrivendevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on.